FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
A man's been killed in an 11-vehicle pileup near the Marion Hill Toll Plaza. The collision involving six trucks happened on the Durban side of the N3 last night. Gareth Jameson, who's with ALS Paramedics, says more than a dozen people were treated for various injuries during an emergency operation that involved firefighters.
Approximately five vehicles, as well as six heavy motor vehicles, were involved in this horrific crash, leaving three people severely entrapped in the wreckage and approximately 12 others with serious injuries. Once all the patients were treated on scene and cut free by the eThekwini Fire Department, they were transported to various Durban hospitals for the further care that they required. Unfortunately, one of the truck drivers had sustained fatal injuries and was severely entrapped in his wreckage. Despite best efforts by advanced life support paramedics, the patient passed away on scene.
Yesterday marked the start of the busy festive travel period as people take to the air and roads to make their way to their holiday destinations. Officials from Umgeni Utugela Water say there could be supply interruptions to residents in Kwadukusa today. They've detected a leak in an air valve chamber on the Blythedale supply pipeline. The utility says repair teams will isolate and close three valves until 6 this evening. Some of the areas that could be affected by the planned interruptions include Zinkwazi, Donal, Lindelani, Blythedale, Glen Hills, Sangamana and Shakaville. And Jordan will host a summit with representatives from Arab and international nations this weekend to discuss the future of Syria. The country is without a formal government after rebel forces ousted the 24-year-long regime under President Bashar al-Assad. Yesterday, thousands of people gathered in Damascus for Friday prayers, the first of its kind since the collapse. Journalist Danny Mackey, who's based in the capital, has told Sky News the atmosphere is positive.
Seeing these millions of people now coming to the streets of Syria, what we've seen is really, really marvelous. From the perspective that Assad was ruling the country just under 2 weeks ago, now we have a completely new government. We have a country which is getting closer to being united.
Meanwhile, leaders of the group of seven democratic countries who met virtually yesterday expressed hope for a peaceful transition through an inclusive political process. Back home, it's overcast in parts of KZN with rain forecast for the morning and afternoon. Durban, Richards Bay and Margate going up to a high of 25 degrees. Maritzburg 20, Ladysmith 26, Moy River 22, Kokstad and Ulundi 21, Newcastle 27, 24 for the Berg. Sea swells at the Durban beach this morning are reaching 4 metres with sunset at 8 minutes to 7. Cape Town 24 degrees, Johannesburg 33.